哎呦，
反而呢，他回头过来呢，注重了很多的医药的基本的一些真理。
Instead, he turned back and he emphasized on very basic truth.
我们知道他写以弗所书、写哥罗西书的时候
，We know as he wrote Ephesians and Colossians.
那个境界是非常的高的。
The spiritual realm is very lofty.
反而到了他晚年的时候呢，他对提摩太，有一个嘱咐，却是呢。非常注重那些基本上的。
At his old age, when he charged Timothy a few things, all those things are very fundamental.
因为使徒保罗深深的明白一件事情。
Because Apostle Paul did really understand one thing.
是神那个永远的旨意是应当做我们的目标，应当是被尊重。
That is God's eternal purpose should be our goal, should be highly respected.
但是他发现当神的儿女们在基本的生活上面呢没有一个根基上的学习的时候呢这个神的荣耀的旨意呢对他们来讲呢变成一个空幻的东西
But if God's children do not have some basic learning about their basic life all God's purpose becomes dream
所以作为神的儿女我们是应当追求认识明白神的永远旨意
So as a child of God, we do need to know God's eternal purpose.
但是呢，我们也必须注重那个基本真理上面的操练和学习。
But we also have to emphasize the very practical training and learning of
faith. 所以这一次呢，来好像主给我一点点的负担呢，和弟兄姊妹们来讲一点比较基要的一些真理。
So as this time I can, the Lord seems to have laid some very heavy burden upon me on.
基要真理并不仅是简单的真理。
Fundamental truth is nevertheless simple.
基要真理我们也觉得有的地方也是蛮深奥的。
But actually, the fundamental truth sometimes is very profound.
我们依然需要主给我们的启示。
So we do need the Lord to give us this wider
understanding. 那这次呢，我想我们一共有三堂。
This time we have three sessions.So I would like to give this whole three sessions a theme, trust and obey.
所以除了许可，那么今天晚上呢，我们来讲信心。
Now, Lord willing, this evening we will show on faith.
明天晚上呢，我们讲顺服。
Now, tomorrow night we will share on obedience.
主日呢，我们讲听话。
And on Sunday's morning, we will share on listening.
啊，所以大家记得了啊，今天晚上讲信心。
Tonight is on faith.
啊，明天讲顺服。
Tomorrow night is on obedience.
第三天讲听话。
And on third day, we will share on listening.
啊，那么我想今天晚上呢，在我们进入我们这个主题交通之前，我们请大家一同来。读一点的圣经。
Now before we enter into our sharing on this evening's theme, let's read few passages in the Bible.
我们先看哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
零后第五章。
Chapter 5.
零后第五章第七节。
Verse 7.
找到我们中英文一起来读好了，好吧
？After you find the passage, we will read it all together in both English and Chinese.
因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。罗马书第一章。
And Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章第十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 17.
因为神的义。正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。第三章
，Chapter Three，
二十五节到二十七节
，Verses 25 through 27。
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信。要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。 即使这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了，用何法没有的呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃用信主之法。那我们特别请大家注意啊，在27节这里啊。
That's especially note in verse 27.
这里有两个重要的词我们需要注意。
We have to pay attention to two very important terms.
一个叫做law of works, 一个是叫做 law of faith.
One is law of works, the other is law of faith.
啊，就是信工作的律和信心的律。
The law of faith and the law of works.
好，我们再看希伯来书。
Hebrews.
希伯来书第十二章。
Chapter 12.
第二节
Verse 2
我们就读前面一半就可以仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣好我们最后看路加福音
The book of Luke
路加福音第十八章
Chapter 18
路加福音第十八章
Chapter 18
第八节
Verse 8
我们读后面的那一半
We'll read the latter part
然而开始读啊然而人子来的时候遇得见世上有信德吗啊好在路加福音十八章这里啊
In the chapter 18 of the book of Luke
这里提到主耶稣基督还要再回来
Here it mentions that the Lord Jesus will come back again
但是呢主心中有一个问题啊
And then inOur Lord's heart, he has one question.
他说然而人子来的时候呢遇得见世上有信德吗
When the Lord comes back again, will he find faith in the world?
这个信德呢原文就是信心
In its original, this word simply means faith.
所以当主回来的时候
So when the Lord returns again,
他希望碰见一般有信心的人
He wishes that he could see a group of people of faith.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
这个信心的生活啊
this faith of life,
不仅和我们今生在地上在主面前的蒙福有关系
not only pertains how we would receive blessings from the Lord,
也和主的再来有关系
but also it's greatly related to the Lord's coming.
所以你看见主要回来
so you see that the Lord is coming.
但他心中有个迫切的感觉
but in his heart, he has this earnest hope.
他希望来的时候是碰见一般都有信心的人
he has this earnest hope that he would find people of faith.
啊，所以可见这个信心是非常重要的一件事。
So we see faith is extremely vital here.
我不知道是谁曾经这样说过啊。
I don't remember who once said this.
他说呢，这个信心呢是开启神宝库的一个钥匙。
But he did say that this faith is the very key that would open up the God's treasures.
那意思说，今天如果你有了这个钥匙的话呢
？So it tells us that today if you have this key,
你可以打开神的宝库。
You can open up God's treasures.
啊，那我们知道神的宝库呢？那里面是非常丰富的。
So we know it's going to be very abundant in God's treasures.
而信心呢是这把钥匙。
And faith is the very key to
但是信心呢不仅是一把钥匙。
And also faith is not only a key.
在罗马书第三章里面告诉我们。
In Romans 3 we read.
信心乃是一个律。
Faith is also the law.
神在这个堕落的世界的里面。
In this corrupt world.
神设下了信心的律。
God has set forth this law of faith.
这是非常宝贵的一件事情。
And this is so very precious.
那我们晓得什么叫做律呢
？We know what is the law.
就是一个不会更改的一个规则。
Which is the principle that will not change.
啊，就是说你无论在什么时候，你只要符合于这个规则，它一定会产生这样的一个结果。
Regardless of the time, as long as you follow this rule, it's going to bring out the same result.
所以就告诉我们，只要我们符合于信心的原则。一定会有信心的果效。
It tells us that as long as we comply with the principle of faith, we will have the end of faith.
啊，这个是不能更变的一件事情。
This thing will never be changed.
啊，所以难怪我们传福音的时候啊。
No wonder when we preach the gospel.
啊，我们就对福音朋友说啊，你信耶稣就得永生。
We tell our gospel friends that believe in the Lord Jesus, you will have eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，这是个律。
Brothers and sisters, this is the law.
意思说你要得着永生吗？
This tells us that you want to have
eternal life,
that you have to believe in Jesus Christ who is the Son of God.
有信子的人有永生。
He who believes in the Son will have eternal life.
就是你只要一信。
As soon as you believe.
你符合于 这个律的要求。
As soon as you comply with the principles of the law, then you receive the life.
我想这都是我们的经历，对不对
？And I suppose this is also our experience.
那么我在没信主之前呢
？Before I believe in the Lord.
好多的福音朋友常常讲说，哎呀，信主大概是要，恐怕要做这个做那个啊。
Before we believe in the Lord, many gospel friends would say, oh, I have to do this and that.
我们要把自己改善一点。
I have to modify myself.
我们要行善。
I have to do good.
啊，弟兄姊妹不需要的。
Brothers and sisters,
因为神定下了信心的律。
Because God has set forth this law of faith.
你只要相信耶稣基督就有永生。
As long as you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have eternal life.
其实在头一天你信主的时候是这样。
From the very first day when you believe in the Lord.
在你以后属灵的生活里面呢也是这样。
Much the same, it applies to the everyday life after
you believe in the Lord. 任何一个时候你活在信心的里面。
Whenever you believe in faith,
你就从主得到生命。
Then you will receive this life from the Lord.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
信心是一个律。
Faith is law.
啊，我想为着年轻的弟兄姊妹啊，我们讲一个简单的比喻。
Now, for the sake of our young brothers and sisters, I'd like to share with you with one example.
对不起，这个房间好像很热。
It seems quite warm in this room.
我想我把衣，允许我把衣服脱了。比方说啊，今天很多的年轻的孩子们，你很喜欢这个听音乐啊。
For example, today many young kids will love to listen to music.
啊，那我们知道，在 New Jersey 这里，那么有这个电台对吧？放音乐。
We know in New Jersey you have so many radio stations. They play music.
比方我们在西雅图啊。
And from where I came from in Seattle.
因为我有时候蛮喜欢音乐，我喜欢听那个古典音乐。
I love music very much. I love to listen to class music.
那我们西雅图的古典音乐就是 FM 98.1。
FM 98.1 is a classical music station.
所以你无论什么时候，你拿个收音机，你只要把它播到这个 FM 98.1，那一定是这个古典音乐。
So whenever you have a radio and tune into this dial, then you will receive this classical music.
那么你在西雅图，不管你在什么地方啊。
It doesn't matter where you are in Seattle.
你只要手中有个收音机。
As long as you have this radio in your hand.
你把它一对准这个，马上音乐就来了。
As long as you tune in on this dial,
我想这个是我们今天大家都懂的一个道理，是吧
？This is one example we all understand.
其实呢，信心也是这样。
Likewise, it's
神在这个宇宙中间已经设下了信心的律。
God has placed this.Law of faith in the whole universe.
然后神把信心呢放在我们的里面。
And God also places this faith in each other.
你什么时候我这个里面对准了神所要给你那个频率的话呢
？Whenever you tune into the right frequency,
你就会得着那个信心的这个果效。
Then you will receive the very end of faith.
我们要感谢我们的神。
We want to thank our God.
我们是没有信心的人。
We are people without faith.
没有人有信心。
Nobody has faith.
我们都知道信心是从主来的。
We all know that faith comes from the Lord.
希伯来书十二章很清楚告诉我们，主耶稣是那个信心的创始成终者。
Hebrew 12 tells us clearly that our Lord Jesus is the author and the finisher of faith.
那么其实呢，雅各。在雅各书也告诉我们，一切美善的事物都是从神来的。
Actually, in the book of James, it also tells us every good, perfect things come from the Lord.
我们人呢，有我们的自信啊。
We as human beings have our own confidence.
很可惜，就是今天很多神的儿女们呢，这个自信呢，跟这个信心呢，分不大清楚。
It's quite a shame today. God's children cannot tell self-confidence from faith.
很多时候我们把我们的自信呢变成了信心。
So many times we simply turn our self-confidence into faith.
结果呢你就发现了你怎么弄啊好像主的话呢就不能应验。
And then we realize no matter what you do, it seems God's word can never be performed.
这个自信呢就好像那小朋友玩的那种假的这个收音机一样。
This self-confidence is just like the toy that children play with.
你怎么播怎么弄，它就是听不见。
No matter how you try to turn the toy around, you just cannot hear anything from it.
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然这个道理是很简单的。
So brother and sister, this doctrine is very simple.
但是在我们基督徒的生活中间呢，你会发现所产生的那个结果是蛮严重的啊。
But in our Christian life, the result of this is quite serious.
神有这么多的应许。
God has so many promises.
但是呢，需要我们运用信心来接受这些真理。
But we need to use our faith to receive it all.
结果呢，我们到了真正需要的时候呢，我们左弄右弄，左转右转呢，它就是不 work 啊，就是这个
But at a time when we really need it, we try this and that, but nothing works.
所以你必须要分别什么是你的自信，什么是神给你的信心。
So you have to distinguish what is your self-confidence from what is faith.
所以我们必须要清楚一件事情，你我是没有信心的。
We have to be clear on this. You and I do not have faith.
人是没有信心的。
Men do not have faith here.
信心乃是从神而来的。
Faith comes from God.
感谢神。
Thank God.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
所以他把信心赐给我们。
So he gave us this faith.
你看亚伯拉罕怎么会有信心呢？
You see, how could Abraham have faith?
因为亚伯拉罕遇见神了。
Because Abraham met God.
所以他里面就开始怎么样产生信心。
So from his heart, this faith came about.
所以信心乃是与我们的主发生关系。
So faith relates us to God.
因为有他，我们才可能有信心。
Because of God, so we could possibly have faith.
并且信心也是以神为对象。
And also, the very object of faith is God.
也许有好多弟兄姊妹觉得说，哎呀，这个道理啊，我们这个多年来都已经很明白了。
Maybe some brothers and sisters would say, well, this doctrine, we know it all this time throughout these years.
哎，我这次来我要问一件事情。
But as I came this time, I want to ask you a question.
我不是问你这个道理懂得多少。
I'm not asking you how much you understand the doctrine.
我希望提醒我们大家好好想想，过去这些年到底我们从信心里面，从主有多少的领受啊。
I just want to remind you that among all the past years, how much faith have you actually received from God?
这个是很重要的一件事。
This is extremely important.
因为保罗告诉我们呢，我们基督徒生活是从信心到信心。
Paul told us our Christian life is from faith to faith.
你开头是信心不错，你一生的生活都在这个信心的里面。
You start with faith, and all your life is within this faith.
所以保罗写加拉太书的时候啊，
So as Paul wrote Galatians,
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
He said I was crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It is no longer I, but Christ living in me.
我们中文的翻译说呢，我是因信神的儿子而活。原文应该是因神儿子的信心而活。
The Chinese version says, the life I now live in, I live by faith in the Son of God. But in its original, it is that I live because of the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经很清楚告诉我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us so.
一个相信神而活的人就是义人。
He who believes in the Lord is he who lives by the Lord is a man of faith.
这个是一个大家都很清楚的因信称义的道理。
This is the doctrine of justification by faith.
那意思就是说呢，如果你今天因着信心而活，你在神面前就活对了。
Today, if you live on faith, then today you live rightly.
如果你啊不是凭着信心活在神的跟前，你怎么活也不对。
But if you do not live by faith before God, then no matter how you live, it is wrong.
所以信心是我们基督徒属灵生活一个重要的基础。
So faith is a very fundamental, important foundation of faith.
作为被神称义的人，
as a man being justified by God,
信心的生活是必须的。
Life of faith is indispensable.
我想，我交通到这里，也许弟兄姊妹说，这些都是我们过去所明白的道理啊。
As I fellowship as of now, brother and sister would say, well, this is something we knew it all the time.
但是现在我们要进入一个比较实际的一个问题。
Now, let's enter into a very more a practical question.
信心的生活有它一个很大的难处。
Now, to live a life of faith has a very great problem awaiting us.
就是信心呢，不是一个道理。
That is, faith is not a doctrine.
乃是一个真实的东西。
It's something real.
所以因此呢，神要把我们摆在各式各样不同的环境中来考验它。
God will place us in all kinds of situations to test our faith.
你看彼得在他晚年的时候写这个彼得前书啊。
Peter at his old age as he wrote 1 Peter.
这个彼得前书第一章第七节说，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验人能坏的金子更显宝贵。
In 1 Peter chapter 7, that your faith being tested will be more precious than the gold being refined but still perishes.
这是我们很熟悉的圣经，对不对？
This is a familiar verse to all of us.
但是你要再思想一下。
But as you ponder over
it more, 彼得告诉我们说，信心是需要经过考验。
Peter tells us that faith has to be tested.
这个就是我们今天的难处。
And this is our problem today.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神要得着一个无伪的信心。
God wants to have a very real faith.
啊，你看保罗在写信给提摩太的时候就提到这个无伪的信心。
As Paul wrote this letter to Timothy, he talked about sincere faith.
就是很可能呢，我们这个信心在神跟前不真实，是个虚伪的信心。
It's very possible that our faith before God is insincere and it's not true.
那我们怎么知道它是真的假的呢？
Then how could we know whether our faith is true or fake?
那就是神把它放在考验里面，一考验就考验出来。
Then God would place your faith in a circumstance of testing, then you would understand it.
弟兄姊妹们，不要轻看神在环境中所兴起的事物对我们的考验。
Now, brothers and sisters, never look down upon the testing that God had put us through all kinds of situations.
因为这个呢，也是信心增长的一条路。
Because this is also the very way that your faith will grow.
经过了这些考验，这个信心就开始增长。
After you go through all these testings, that your faith will grow.
那么在我们运用信心的生活上，
As we live by faith,
有两件重要的事情呢，我们要稍微提醒一下。
Now, two things I would like to remind you of.
那个第一个呢，
First,
就是啊，建立在别人信心上的信心呢，也是假的。
Is that the faith that's based upon other people's faith is fake?
希伯来书十三章第七节告诉我们呢，
Hebrews 13, verse 7,
他说呢，我们可以效法别人信心，但是呢，你不可以效法别人信心的行为。
Now we can imitate other people's faith, but we cannot imitate the acts of other people's faith.
这个告诉我们说什么？你看别人这样做，哎，觉得很有果效，那么你也照着来做，这不行的。
This tells us that if you see other people doing this way, and that brings out so many wonderful results, and you try to follow them, no, you can't do it.
你不是效法他的行为，你要效法他怎样相信神，这个可以。
You're not imitating their deeds, but instead you should imitate how they believe in God.
啊，你看，我们举个例子来说明一下。
Let me give you an example.
在《使徒行传》第十九章。
Acts 19.
啊，那么当使徒保罗哈，这个来到了以弗所。
As Apostle Paul came to Ephesus.
啊，那么在那里呢，保罗呢，这个做了一些非常的奇事。
There, Paul performed wonderful signs.
那个时候保罗啊，这个实在是很有能力啊。
Paul was very powerful then, very mighty.
有的人呢，从他手上拿个手巾或者围裙放在病人身上，那个病就退了，鬼也出去了。
When some people took the handkerchief from Paul and put that on the sick people or on the person, the demon would be driven out, the sickness would be healed.
所以你知道有人也效法这个。
So some people try to imitate the same thing.
啊，有人说保罗的那个手巾啊，你看多厉害啊。
Paul's handkerchief was so
这个手巾呢一拿出来啊，
powerful.
这个一放在病人身上病人就好了，一放在鬼附身鬼就出去了。
If you would put his handkerchief upon the demon-possessed person or on a sick person, the demon would be driven out and the sickness would be cured.
所以美国一个传道人呢，他也这样做。
So there is this one American preacher, he did the same thing.
啊，他呢就到处卖这个手巾的。
Therefore, he sold handkerchiefs every place.
啊，我曾经在一个地方呢，有个弟兄也去买了他的手巾来。
And one brother also bought this handkerchief.
哎，他说这个手巾真是很灵啊。
And that brother said this handkerchief really worked.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗的手巾是什么手巾啊？
What kind of handkerchief is Paul's?
保罗的手巾上满了他的汗水啊。
That is the handkerchief full of his sweat.
保罗做工的时候是多殷勤啊。
You know how diligently Paul worked.
多么的忠心啊。
How faithfully he worked.
所以这个保罗的手巾上面啊，这个包括了保罗一生工作的一个果效在里面。
So Paul's handkerchief had all the work results of all his life in it.
那我看见那个弟兄拿出来那个手巾呢
？But as I looked at the handkerchief our brother took out, it was white, really pretty.
弟兄姊妹，这个我们晓得是没有什么果效。
And brothers and sisters, we know this would never work.
那么就在那个时候啊
，Right at that time，
我们看见呢，那里有一个祭司，祭司长司基瓦，他有七个儿子。
There we saw that a priest who had seven sons, Sceva.
Yeah, 他们也到处忧心赶鬼。
And they were also all going over the places, driving out demons.
他们就看保罗好像这个，你看一奉耶稣基督的名，那鬼就出去了啊。
They saw that by the name of Jesus Christ, all the demons would be put out.
结果呢，他们就碰见一个恶鬼所附的人。
So that one time they ran across a man possessed by an evil demon.
他们怎么来了赶鬼呢？
So how did they do it to drive out demons?
他说我奉保罗所传的耶稣。
Now by the Jesus that Paul believed.
勒令你出来。
Go out.
结果出来没有呢
？Did the demon come out?
啊，鬼也出来，结果就跳到他们身上了。
Yes, it did come out, but jump upon them.
结果呢，把他们几个人呢都他说呢，胜了他们呢。胜了他们其中两个人
and the demon overpowered the two of them
制服他们
and they it simply
让他们刺着身子受伤跑出去
it overpowered these two sons so all these two sons they ran out nakedly
所以弟兄姊妹这告诉我们说你不能奉着别人所传的耶稣基督来做什么事情
so brothers and sisters this tells us that you cannot do anything by the Jesus Christ that other people preach
这是叫做效法别人这个信心的行为
this is what is called to imitate the deeds of other people's faith
你不晓得今天在整个地上的基督教里面多少人在做这些事情
todayIn the Christianity of the world, so many people are doing the same thing.
这个是没有办法产生真正信心果效。
This kind of faith will never bring out fruit.
所以不要效法别人信心上的行为。
So do not imitate the deeds of other people's faith.
那么第二件重要事情啊。
Now the second important thing is.
就是说只用圣经的字句道理啊，也不是真的信心。
By quoting the words of the Bible is not true faith either.
所以有的人呢，当他碰见难处的时候啊
，So some people when they encounter problems,
那么他们要去帮助了
，And they're trying to help out people.
那么他们夹着圣经去
，So they would carry a copy of Bible along.
到那去把圣经打开，给他念几段圣经啊
，And they would open up the Bible and they would read off some portions of the Bible.
我们以为说这样的话呢就能有果效啊
，And we suppose this would work.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
这个也不是信心运用的方法。
This is also not the way
to
operate.
圣经是神的话语。
Yes, the Bible is God's word.
我们要熟悉圣经的话语。
We have to be vested in God's word.
但是呢
，But
你必须要让你所读的话语上面有圣灵的膏油在上面。
But you have to have the anointing upon the word that you read.
那个才会产生真正信心的果效。
That will really bring out the work of faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，主的话。跟主是不能分的。
So brothers and sisters, the Lord's word is inseparable with the Lord himself.
所以你所读过的话必须要让主好像亲口对你再说一次。
Now all the word you read before, the Lord has to speak it to you again.
那个话才是真正的出于信心的有能力的。
And that very word is of faith, is powerful.
因为圣经里面有很多的这些刚强的鼓励人的话语，对不对
？Because in the Bible there are so many encouraging, very strengthening words.
啊，如果你今天只持守这个字句和道理的话，那是死的，那是一种迷信啊。
But today, if you only adhere to the word, to the letters, that's superstition. That's dead.
你知道这个圣经中有一些话啊，是基督徒呢常常拿来引用的。
You know, in the Bible, there are some verses that a Christian quoted all the time.
我们常常有时候碰见弟兄姊妹遇见难处，我们说，马上心里面的话就来了，只要信，不要怕。
When we come across brothers and sisters having problems, right away words come up in our hearts. Say, Do not be afraid, just believe.
那这个话是主叫你说的还是自己说的呢？
No.
对不对？
Did the Lord tell you to say so or it is from your own?
如果是自己说的，没有力量。
If it's simply saying from your own heart, it has no power.
这个约书亚记里面哈，约书亚这个带领以色列百姓过约旦河。
In the book of Joshua, as we read that Joshua led all the Israelites cross the river Jordan.
这个话呢也常常被今天很多神的百姓引用。
And today God's children always cited this verse.
比方教会遇见重大的事情的时候。
Especially when we come across very important things.
就是我们也没有祷告好好的依靠主。
That we never really rely on the Lord praying earnestly.
我们就引用了这个约书亚的话。
Then we simply cited what Joshua said.
就是不要怕，脚往下踩，脚这么一踩，水就开了。
Fear not, step out your foot, and the water will be parted.
因为的确那天我们看见这些祭司们刚抬着约柜的人呢、啊，他们的脚一踏到约旦河里面，约旦河就分开来了，对不对？
Indeed, we do see that all those people who carry the Ark of Covenant, they step into the water, and the water was separated right away.
我常常听见有人这样讲，不要怕，往下踩啊，一踩这个水就开了。
So often I heard people saying, "Fear not."Step out your foot, and the water will be separated.
结果呢，这一踩下去，很多人淹死了。这
But the way they do, the moment they do it, so many people are drowned.
因为这根本不是主对你说的话。
Because this is not what the Lord says to you.
所以弟兄姊妹，在信心的运用上面呢，这两件事情我们要很小心啊。
So brothers and sisters, in the operation of faith, we have to be especially careful of these things.
是别人凭着信心怎样为主行了事。
How other people worked for God.Based upon their faith,
你不能模仿那件事情。
Do not imitate the very act.
你可以效法他的信心。
But you do imitate their faith.
你别人怎样相信神，你也应该怎样相信神。
How other people believe in God, so do you.
那么第二方面就是说呢，这个对于主的话的运用啊，不能是一种矮板的，不是一个死的。
Now the second thing is when you use God's word, it should not be dead. It's not something really idle.
你必须要祷告。
You have to pray about it.
让圣灵的膏油涂抹在这些话语上面。
So that God's anointing will anoint the word.
你在等候的生活中听见神的话语。
In your life of waiting, you would hear God's word.
弟兄姊妹，那么这个话语出去的时候呢，就会成为很大的一个能力。
So brothers and sisters, as you speak in this way, your word is full of power.
所以神要求这个无伪的信心。
So God demands this sincere faith.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
从圣经的历史和教会的历史里面。
From the history of the church, the Bible and the church.
我们的确看见有很多美好信心的榜样。
We do see some wonderful examples of great faith.
比方说你在旧约圣经中，你如果读以斯拉的故事啊。
As you read in Old Testament, Ezra.
我们知道以斯拉呢，他是旧约最后一段历史里面啊，那些被掳归回人中间第二批归回的人。
We know Ezra is among the second, returnees among the very last period of history in the Old Testament.
他非常有学问。
He was a learning man.
他完全懂得耶和华的律法。
He knew the ins and outs of Jehovah's law.
并且呢，他个人在个人的那个品德操守都是非常好。
And personally, he was a man of character.
是一个很尊贵的一个人。
He was a very noble man.
他尊贵到一个地步啊。
He was so noble.
连当代的这些波斯的这些皇帝啊，这个亚达薛西王呢，对他都是非常的尊重。
To such an extent, even the Persian emperor Ahasuerus respected him.
称他为大德的文士。
And he called him the great scribe.
所以你看，这个人在外邦人中间呢，都有美好的见证。
So you see, this man, even among all the Gentiles, had such wonderful witness.
但是他是一个非常爱神的人。
And also, he was a man who loved God very much.
所以他愿意遵行神的命令呢。回到耶路撒冷。
So he was willing to obey God's will to come back to Jerusalem.
所以当时呢，就有一批人呢，愿意跟着他一同回去。
And in those days, there was a group of people willing to follow him also.
那么这个皇帝非常优待他。
And the king highly favored.
把过去呢神殿里面所有的这个器皿啊，那些金的器皿，通通还给他。
And he gave back all the golden vessels in God's temple to Ezra.
这个皇帝呢，也捐了很多钱。
Even this king. donated much money to him.
他不仅这些皇帝尊重他。
Not only the king respected him.
并且在当时帝国里面呢，有很多这些在高位的谋士，这些就是这个皇帝这些官呢，手下的官呢，对伊斯拉也是非常尊重。
Even among the whole empire, that those counselors of high position, those officials also respected Ezra.
他们大家都捐了很多钱。
Everybody chipped in.
所以呢，这个以斯拉就带了很多很多的财物。
So this Ezra with great wealth.
但是跟他回去的这些人呢，有这个妇孺，也有老弱。
Went back to Jerusalem and together with many young children and women, the old, the weak ones.
所以当初他们要回去的路程呢又非常遥远。
And also the journey was quite long.
那么这条路上面呢又有很多的危险。
And there was there were many dangers.
也有很多的盗匪。
And also many robbers.
这个路呢是一个不平坦的路。
And this road was not smooth either.
那么所以以斯拉要带着这样的一批的人，这么软弱的人，又带着这么多的钱财，你看多危险呢。
So you see how dangerous it was that Ezra would took along with him all this great wealth and all these weak people.
他当时啊，那个皇帝对他这么尊重。
In those days, the king respected him so much.
他只要开口。
As long as he opened his mouth,
这个皇帝就可以派很多军队保护他们去的。
And asked the king to send him with some army to protect him.
但是以斯拉觉得他是相信神的。
But Ezra felt he believed in God.
他不应当得到什么外邦君王的帮助。
He should not get this help from a Gentile king.
你看在以斯拉记第八章啊。
In Ezra chapter 8.
弟兄姊妹，你来读一下这个话。
Brother and sister, let's read it.
第八章第二十一节。
Ezra chapter 8 verse 21.
我们从二十一节读起啊。
We will read starting from verse 21, chapter 8.
他说那时我在亚哈瓦河边宣告禁食，为要在我们神面前刻苦己心，求他使我们和孩子妇人孩子并一切所有的都得平坦的道路。
Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek from him a safe journey for us, our little ones, and all our possessions.
我求王拨步兵马兵帮助我们抵挡路上的仇敌，本以为耻。
For I was ashamed to request from the king troops and horsemen to protect us from the enemy on the way.
因我曾对王说，我们神施恩的时候必帮助一切寻求他的，但他的能力和愤怒必攻击一切离弃他的。
Because we had said to the king, the hand of our God favorably disposed to all those who seek him.
所以我们禁食祈求我们的神，他就应允了我们。
But his power and his anger are against all those who forsake him. So we fasted and sought our God concerning this matter, and he listened to our entreaty. Verse 31.
正月十二日，我们从亚哈瓦河边起行，要往耶路撒冷去。我们神的手保佑我们，救我们脱离仇敌和路上埋伏之人的手。32节，我们到了耶路撒冷。
Verse 31. Then we journeyed from the river Ahava to the on the 12th of the first month to go to Jerusalem, and the hand of our God was over us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and ambushes by the way. Thus we came to Jerusalem and remained there 3 days.
弟兄姊妹们，以斯拉的信心是真信心。
Ezra's faith is true faith.
因为他所面对的那是又真又活的神。
Because he faced this true and living God.
在他的信心里面，神是那样的真实的。
In his faith, his God is so real.
是真正的伟大的。
It's truly great.
真正的有全能的。
It's truly powerful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
一个活在信心里面人正应该是这样的光景。
A man who lives in faith should possess the same kind of condition.
他以求王的帮助为羞耻。
He is ashamed of asking for God, the king's help.
在教会历史上。
In the church's history.
我们也看见无数的神的儿女们。
We also see numerous.
他们真实认识他们的神。
They truly know their God.
所以在他们的生活侍奉里面。
So in their lives, in their service,
他们以求人的帮助为羞耻。
They were ashamed of asking for help from men.
有的人甚至连暗示别人一下都不愿意暗示。
Some people would not even to hint at this.
这些是真正活在神跟前。
These are the people who truly live before God.
今天我们看见，好像这种信心的生活在神的百姓中间已经严重的失落。
Today among God's children, we seem to see that this kind of life of faith has truly lost.
我深深的感觉，今天呢。地上教会人数是众多了，工作是庞大了，但是信心破产了。
I'm so convinced that among today's churches, there are so many believers with so much wealth, but their faith actually go bankrupt.
所以神要寻求那个无伪的信心。
So God is seeking that sincere faith.
这就是为什么保罗在他要离世之前写信给提摩太的时候，很严肃地提到。
This is why Paul, before he died, he so seriously mentioned this sincere faith to Timothy.
因为只有真实的信心能引进神真实的祝福。
Because only a sincere faith would usher in God's true blessings.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们在信心生活上运用最困难的一个点，就是保罗所讲我们这个眼见。
Now, in the matter of working.Living in this faith of life, the most difficult thing is what Paul says about to live by sight.
啊，我们祷告的时候还有信心，读圣经很信，这个眼睛一张开了就完了。
As we study the word, as we pray, we have so much faith. But the moment we open our eyes, everything is gone.
这一看呢，这个马上信心就动摇了。
When we look around, that our faith starts wavering.
所以保罗说，我们今天在世为人是凭信心，不凭眼见。
So Paul says that we live by faith, not by sight.
那么什么是眼见呢？
Then what is to live by sight?
眼见就是我们人的自信。
This sight is just our self-confidence.
这个是出自人的智慧。
And this is from man's wisdom.
人的经验。
From man's experience.
人的知识。
From man's knowledge.
人的眼光。
From man's view.
人的才干。
From man's talent.
人的判断。
From man's judgment.
人的感觉。
From man's feeling.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个眼一那么一看呢，信心就没有了。
The moment you look at it by your sight, your faith is gone.
啊，不感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
圣经中给我们一些的例子啊。
In the Bible, we also see some examples.
让我们看见一些圣徒们，他们怎样在信心的生活中接受神的考验，他们在主面前有学习。
And we see so many things that how they are tested before the Lord and how they learned on this.
我想在旧约圣经里面信心的榜样最大的榜样就是亚伯拉罕。
Now in Old Testament, the greatest example of faith is Abraham.
甚至到了新约时代中间，神还用这个亚伯拉罕来解释信心。
Even when we come to New Testament, God still uses Abraham to explain faith.
亚伯拉罕被称作是信心之父。
Abraham is called the father of faith.
但是你看读亚伯拉罕的故事，一生的故事，他很多失败。
But as you read the story of Abraham about his whole life, he has so many failures.
啊，当神在迦勒底的乌尔向他显现的时候
，When God appeared Himself to Abraham,
他的信心出来了。
而 at Chaldea, there he came out with faith.
他在那里很迟疑。
But he was hesitant also.
啊。迟迟的不肯走啊。
He was hesitating, he did not want to leave.
结果很奇妙啊。
But amazingly.
他不要走，他爸爸说我们走吧。
He didn't want to go, but his father said, let's go.
就把全家都带着走了。
So the whole family went out.
结果走到那个迦南地的边缘，哈兰就停在那里了。
And then they came to the border of Canaan, Haran, they stopped right there.
所以很奇妙啊。
So it's so amazing.
当初呢，亚伯拉罕这个得着神的这个开启呢，并不像我们所想象的。这个信心表现哇这么勇敢啊，并不是。
When Abraham was first being revealed on faith, that he wasn't acting like with a great man with great faith.
后来他爸爸死了，然后呢，他才过了河进到迦南地。
After his father died, he crossed the river. He actually entered Canaan.
结果神就在那里考验他。
And there God tested him.
迦南地忽然起了个大饥荒啊。
All of a sudden, there was a great famine in the land of Canaan.
啊，结果亚伯拉罕呢受不了，就跑到埃及去了。
Abraham couldn't stand it, so he went down to Egypt.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在我们的经历中间有没有这样的光景？也有，对不对
？Brothers and sisters, doesn't this also happen in our life also?
啊，弟兄姊妹，他就跑到埃及去了。
So Abraham went down to Egypt.
不仅跑到埃及，还撒谎了。
Not only he went there, he also lied.
因为这个埃及王一看，哦，这个莎拉长得很漂亮，就把她接进宫里去了。
This Egyptian king saw Sarah being so beautiful, right away he took Sarah in his palace.
所以呢，这个亚伯拉罕就告诉埃及王为什么？他说这个不是我的妻子，是我的妹妹。
Because Abraham told the king that, well, she is not my wife, she is my sister.
啊，结果呢，好了，神就降罚给埃及法老家。哦，这个法老王这小子就是人家的妻子。
So God inflicted on the household of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh knew that this is somebody else's wife.
他本来呢，因为这个撒拉的缘故，给了这个亚伯拉罕好多的牛羊仆婢啊。
Now at the beginning, because of Sarah, this king gave so many servants, flocks, herds, to all the wealth to Abraham.
后来发现这个是亚伯拉罕的妻子。
Then he realized this lady was actually Abraham's wife.
感谢主啊，这个埃及王也没有说把那牛羊什么其余都还给我，也没有啊。
But thank the Lord that the king didn't say, well, give me back all my herds, flocks, all my wealth.
所以这个亚伯拉罕一下子间呢，这个发起来了，很多很多的牛羊。
So Abraham all of a sudden became very rich.
啊，那我们看这个叫什么信心生活呢，对不对
？Then you would say, what kind of a life of faith this is?
你知道今天我们很多弟兄姊妹做的见证跟这个差不多。
But do you know that so many brothers and sisters have the similar testimony today?
那只能说神的怜悯，这神的怜悯啊。
We could only say that this is all from God's mercy.
那么后来呢，我们看见他进到了，再回到迦南地。
Then we see he went back to Canaan.
弟兄姊妹们，那么在创世纪第十五章那里开始。
Brothers and sisters, in Genesis, starting from 15, chapter 15,
神来向他显现，对他说：“你要生一个儿子。”
God revealed himself to Abraham that, told him that you would have a son.
啊，亚伯拉罕就说：“好，那么神讲，那么听神的话。”
Well, Abraham said, "Well, God says so. I'll listen to him."
结果呢，迟迟的不生呢。
But he waited and he waited. He never got a son.
撒拉就开始紧张起来了。
Sarah became nervous.
那么越来越老了。
Because she was getting old.
生育断绝了。
Because very soon she would not be able to
give birth. 根本不可能生的嘛，对不对？
It's impossible for her.
那么神这样说的话，这个真是难以相信。
So God's word seems to so hard to believe that Abraham would have a son.
是神的话。
It is from God's word.
但是这个眼睛一张开一看呢，这个根本这个不可能实现的。
But when we open our eyes, we look at it around, and so we say, this is impossible to be fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，这跟我们一样，我们他读圣经说，哎呦，圣经的话真是美丽啊，好啊。
Brother and sister, this is just like us. As we read the Bible's word, we say, oh, God's word is wonderful, beautiful.
把圣经合起来了，眼睛一看这个环境。
But as we close out the Bible and look around the situations,
马上就产生另外一种的感觉。
Right away, we have a different feeling about the thing.
哎，亚伯拉罕跟撒拉也是这样。
It's the same way with Abraham and Sarah.
所以对撒拉说啊。
So Sarah said,
哎呀，我这里还有一个使女，埃及那个夏甲。
I have this Egyptian maidservant Hagar.
我把她给了你吧。
I gave her to you.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我相信那天啊，这个撒拉要把这个夏甲给亚伯拉罕的心里也是不痛快，对不对？
I believe on the very day that Sarah gave Hagar to Abraham, she wasn't quite happy.
有哪一个丈夫，哪一个做妻子的愿丈夫跟别人分享丈夫，这不行的。
Is there any wife willing to share her husband with another woman?
但是她想啊，这个神的旨意很重要，对不对？
But she thought God's will is so important.
那不能叫神的话落空了。
So God's word can never be made void.
啊，那么所以呢？就把夏甲给了。
Therefore, she gave Hagar to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕呢，结果从他就生出了这个以实玛利出来。
So Abraham had Ishmael from Hagar.
生出来之后，他们是就把他归在撒拉的名下了。
So Ishmael was being placed under Sarah's name.
也许那天呢、啊，这个亚伯拉罕的家里面很高兴了，感谢主啊，神的话应验了。
Maybe in the household of Abraham on that very day was so happy that it seems that God's word was fulfilled.
神果然叫我有了一个儿子了。
Yes, God did give me a son.
弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
我们的神把他就这样算了吗？
Is that's the way it is with our God?
神很不高兴的。
God was very displeased.
所以从那个时候开始，13年。神没有对亚伯拉罕再讲。
From that time on, for 13 years, God never spoke to.
因为什么？这是假的信心。
Because this is fake.
这是用人的方法来帮助的。
This is being carried out by man's means.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
当我们读亚伯兰的故事的时候，
As we read the story of Abraham,
我们说亚伯兰，你为什么这样做？
Then we would ask, Abraham, why did you do this?
哪里晓得今天在我们的生活侍奉里面呢？我们有太多的事情像亚伯兰像撒拉一样我们在帮助神呢。
Now, little did we know that today in our life, in our service, we are just very much like Sarah helping out God.
因为什么呢？我们的眼见成我们信心上面一个很大的障碍。
Because our sight is the greatest hindrance to our faith.
啊，更奇妙的是。
Something even more amazing.
到了二十章了。
When we come to chapter 20.
啊，当他们来到基拉尔。
When they came to Gerar.
那个时候以撒已经生下来了。
At that time, Isaac was born.
但是这个撒拉呢，人就是很美丽。
But Sarah was still very beautiful.
所以他们来到基拉尔的时候呢，
When they came to Gerar.
那碰见这个基拉尔的这个王啊，
They came across the king.
啊，他又看上了这个亚比米勒，又看上了这个撒拉。
The king is Abimelech. He also likes Sarah.
你看，已经经过了这么多的这个变动了。
So you see, after they have been through so many things,
这个被称作信心之父的亚伯拉罕，
the Abraham who is called the father of faith,
他有信心吗？
Then you say, does he have faith?
他对这个亚比米勒说什么？这是我的妹妹。
Once again, he said to Abimelech that this is my sister.
他还不是一次，不止一次，两次啊。
So not only once, but twice.
并且以撒都生出来了。
Right at this time when Isaac was born already.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
但是呢，我们说到了二十二章的时候。
But when we come to chapter 22.
最后一次神考验亚伯拉罕。
At the very last time when God tested Abraham.
感谢主，经过了无数的试验之后。
We thank the Lord that after going through all this testing.
我们看见亚伯拉罕信心开始增长。
We do see that Abraham's faith is growing.
这个时候神要求他把以撒献上的时候，我们看见这一次亚伯拉罕真的是听神的话就把以撒献上了。
When we see that God asked Abraham to offer Isaac, and Isaac and Abraham obeyed, he did offer Isaac to God.
所以亚伯拉罕呢有肉身眼见的不完全。
We do see that Abraham had all this incompleteness in his flesh.Based upon sight.
但是却在信心生活上面做了一个完全的榜样。
But now he became this perfect example in the life of faith.
神所以把亚伯拉罕作为一个榜样。
The reason that God used Abraham as an example.
就是为叫我们这些过信心生活的人呢不灰心不失望。
It's for us who also live by faith that we will not be disappointed, we will not be despaired.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
在我们过信心生活的事上
As we live by faith,
你要非常的防备你的眼见
You have to take heed of your sight
所以有的时候真的是要闭着眼睛呢来相信神
So a lot of time you do have to close your eyes simply believing in him
在新约圣经里面神也给我们例子
Now in New Testament we also see examples
比方说我们看见这个伯大尼的家
As we see the house of in Bethany.
这真是一个爱主的家庭。
This is truly a house that loves God.
马大、玛利亚、拉撒路都是爱主的。
You see Martha, Mary, Lazarus, they all love the Lord.
结果主给他们个重大的考验。
And the Lord gave them such a tremendous testing.
结果到了一个时候啊，这个弟弟拉撒路病死了。
When it came about that Lazarus died of
sickness. 神所以主所以许可这件事情临到他。
And the Lord allowed this thing to happen.
我们知道主是为着要怎么样，在这个家里面建立。对他真实的信心。
In order to build upon this sincere faith toward God.
主知道他们欢迎他。
God knew, the Lord knew that the whole house welcomed him.
但是主觉得他们的信心还不够。
But the Lord felt their faith was not enough.
弟兄姊妹们，主也知道你我爱他。
The Lord also knows that you and I love him.
但是主要我们成为信心的人，有信心的人。
But the Lord wants us to be men of faith.
所以你要知道，今天生活上遭遇很多的事情。都是考验我们的信心啊。
So you know that today you encounter so many things in your life. This is all for us to be tested.
所以在那一次的事情的里面，我想马大是一个最代表性的人物。
Now in that incident, Martha is the very example.
啊，主对他说：“你信我是复活，我是生命嘛。”
the Lord said to her, Do you believe that I'm the resurrection, I'm alive?
马大说是啊，将来大家都复活的时候，拉撒路也一定复活。
And Martha goes, Yes, yes, on the day that everybody's raised up, Lazarus will be brought back to life also.
我们晓得这个我们每个人都相信，对不对？
This, every one of us do, just believe.
不过今天呢，在教会里面看见有的人连这个信心都没有啊。
But then again, sometimes in the church, even on this, some people do not have faith.
我想至少我们知道将来有一天我们大家都要复活。
But at least we do know that one day we would all be raised up.
所以我们中间有很多年长弟兄姊妹过世的时候，我们送葬，我们感谢主，将来在主面前还要见面，这个信心大家都有，对不对？
So as some elderly brothers and sisters pass away at their funeral, we all understand that we thank the Lord because when we will see each other again.
这个叫做对将来事实的信心，事情的信心。
This is the faith upon the things to come.
但是主说不够。
But the Lord said this is not enough.
主要叫他们的信心变成复活的信心。
The Lord wants their faith to become the faith of a resurrection.
所以当拉撒路从死里复活以后，
So when Lazarus came back from life,
我们看见伯大尼这个家，他们对主的信心在一个不同的一个城市里面。
Then we see this house of Bethany has now operated at a different realm as far as faith concerned.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers,
圣经把这些例子摆在那里。
The Bible has displayed all these examples in order to encourage us.
我们要在世为人是凭信心，不要凭眼见。
So we walk by faith, we do not walk by sight.
我们的神实在是有全能的神。
Our God truly is the powerful God.
我们不能在今天我们生活的事情上面，因着我们信心上面的软弱失败呢，那么结果叫他的荣耀受亏损啊。
He's sovereign, so we should never allow our failures among our lives to actually make God's glory come short.
所以这是很重要的一件事。
And this is something extremely important.
实在讲，信心就是一个属灵的看见。
So practically speaking, that this faith is the spiritual seeing.
信心定在主的身上的时候，
as your faith is focused on the Lord,
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你的信心就稳固。
Your faith is steadfast.
就像那个彼得呢，那天在海面上行走啊。
Just as Peter, as he was walking on the water,
他眼睛看着主耶稣的时候，他就能走。
As he was looking at the Lord Jesus himself, he was able to walk on the water.
他的眼睛呢，一转向风浪，马上就沉下去了。
But the moment he moved his eyes from the Lord, he sank.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要把我们的眼睛定睛在主自己的身上。
So brothers and sisters, let's focus our eyes upon the Lord Jesus himself.
保罗在最后去这个罗马的时候，
Paul on his journey to Rome.
我们看见那最后一段的行程呢，经过了很多的风波。
There were many things happening during the very last stage of his journey.
这个押解他的这个百夫长啊，
the centurion who took him there to Rome.
他相信那个船主和那个船长的话。
He believed on the word of the person who owns the ship and all those crews.
他们不相信保罗的话。
He did not believe it. He did not believe in Paul's word.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得保罗不是一个随便讲话的人。
We know that, brothers and sisters, Paul never says something so easily or freely.
但是那天一上船呢，保罗就讲话。
But on that very day when he entered the boat, he said,
保罗说，诸位啊，这次行船不仅有危险呢，这个货物恐怕都要损失。你想想，你是一个囚犯呢，你这个被锁着锁链，一上船就讲这个不吉利的话，对不对？
He told the people that, brothers, this trip is going to be very dangerous. We probably will lose all the cargo. And supposedly that you are a prisoner and you got into the boat and you say so unlucky words then.
这个保罗呢讲这个话呢，不是凭着他自己的感觉，他乃是神给他有启示。
But Paul said this not based upon his own feelings, but from the revelation from God.
后来果然呢，这个船就遇见大风啊。
Indeed, there came about a big storm.
非常的危险。
So dangerously.
最后呢，为了减轻船上的重量，把船上的货物统统丢到海里，真的这个货物都没了。
So when it came to the point that in order to lighten the boat, they simply threw out all the cargo.
一连好长的一段时间，大家都不吃不喝。
So for quite a few days, they did not eat or drink.
那后来我们晓得，在有一天晚上，神 向保罗显现。
And one night the Lord appeared to Paul.
他就鼓励这些人呢，大家吃饭。
So he, Paul encouraged all the people on the boat and the crew
to eat. 在使徒行传27章里面这样宝贵的话。
So Acts 27 we read.
他说我信神怎样对我说。
I believe as the Lord said to me.
事情也要怎样成就。
Things will be brought forth.
弟兄姊妹，这是多么宝贵的一句话！
Brothers and sisters, how precious this is！
啊，所以保罗是一个充满信心的人。
So Paul is a man of faith。
结果最后我们看见了，这个整个船、整个环境里面呢，是保罗成为中心的人物啊。
So we see in the whole incident that Paul became the very center。
所以，一个有真正信心的人
，a man of true faith，
他在一切所有遇见的环境里面，他能够进入那个真正的安息。
Will enter into this true rest。希
伯来书第四章就是告诉我们。
Now Hebrews 4 we read.
只有有信心的人能进入神的安息。
Only those with faith will enter into God's rest.
所以我们今天如果活在神所给我们这个信心的里面。
So today if we live in the faith that God gave us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就能够怎么样呢？我们就能够享受这个真正的安息。
Brothers and sisters, we will truly enjoy the rest.
我不记得我在这里有没有跟你们讲过这么一个例子啊。
I don't recall if I share with you on this example.
我很佩服有些人他们这个真的是这个信心呢真是非常的非常的这个坚定啊。
I really admire people with such steadfast faith.
在韩国就有这么一个弟兄。
Now in Korea there is this a brother.
他这个他就说神所给他的一个恩赐就是大胆。
He said that one of the gifts that God gave him is to be bold.
他就是在很多事情敢相信神的。
So in so many things, he dared to believe in God.
当然我知道这个人是一个有争议性的人物，他做很多事情呢，我们看起来都觉得有点不太妥当了。
I know this is a man, this is a controversial figure. So many things we might not quite agree with.
但是的确在信心上面呢，他有一些很特殊的经历。
Now indeed.On the matter of faith, he did have some very extraordinary experiences.
他有一次就是韩国有一对这个夫妻两个，他们一个独生的儿子呢，这个得到这个脑里面长瘤。
One time in Korea, there was this couple with one son, and that son had this brain tumor.
那这个爸爸呢是脑科专家。
And this father happened to be the specialist on brain.
那么给这个儿子开了刀以后啊，好了，这个儿子就昏迷不醒。
Now this surgeon, after he operated on his son, this son went into coma.
哇，这个夫妻两个着急得不得了。
So the couple was so worried.
他们就听说了这个基督教里面一些传道人，他们有信心可以为病人祷告。
And they heard that in Christianity there are certain preachers, they are of great faith, they could pray on this.
所以他们就跑来找这个弟兄。
So they came to look for this brother.
啊，这个弟兄说好，你们如果要我为你们儿子祷告。
And this brother said, okay, if you want me to pray for your son.
第一件事情，你夫妻两个必须跪下来祷告。
First, you as a couple have to kneel down to pray.
接受耶稣基督。
To receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，他们本来是都是这个学者，是这个有名的医生，很骄傲的，不肯信主的。
They were originally scholars, very proud, famous surgeons. They did not want to believe in the Lord.
所以那天也没办法，所以夫妻两个就跪下来祷告。
Since they were at the very end of their wits, so they simply knelt down and prayed.
他说第二件事情。
Now the second thing.
明天早晨。
Tomorrow morning.
你要把你们家里所有的亲戚统统找到医院里来。
Gather all your relatives to the hospital.
他们两个说啊，你去为我儿子祷告一下就好，把亲戚找来干嘛呢？
And the couple said, well, you're praying for our son. Why did you want to invite all the relatives over?
既然要求他嘛，所以他们也不敢说什么。好好好，就答应了回去。
Since they are asking this man a brother favor, so they would not dare to refuse him. They say, yes, yes, we'll do that.
我是亲口听这个弟兄做见证的。
I myself heard a testimony from this brother.
说当天晚上啊
，On that night，
他自己害怕起来了。
He himself became afraid.
跟别人讲的时候啊，这个胆子很壮，这个话很强啊。
As he talked to other people, he was bold, very strong.
别人一走，他想这个不得了。
The moment the people departed, he said, "What have I done?"
所以他说整晚上他都没睡觉啊。
So all night he couldn't sleep.
躺在那个床上跟主在摔跤的。
He was lying on bed wrestling with God.
他说主啊，明天是你的事，不是我的事。
He said, "Lord, tomorrow is your business, not mine."
如果这个小孩不得医治，你蒙羞，不是我的事。
If the son is not healed, then it is to your shame, not to mine.
他整晚上在那赖皮了。
All that night he was reiterating this.
哎呀，一直磨到天亮。
And he went the whole night went out until the dawn.
答应别人了，不能不去啊，对不对？
Since he promised those people, so he had to go.
所以就到了医院去了。
So he went to the hospital.
一到那个医院那个病房呢，不得了啊。
The moment he stepped into the room,
一大堆人哦。
He saw all these people.
他不仅所有的亲戚都来了。
Not only these couples of relatives came.
医院里面所有的医生护士都来了。
But all the doctors and nurses came.
他们想有这种事情啊。所以大家都来看热闹哈。
So everybody thought, wow, this is something new. So everybody's coming to see how it goes.
他一出现的时候啊。
So the moment this brother appeared.
一片的鸦雀无声。
Everybody was quiet.
大家眼睛都看着他。
Everybody fixed their eyes on him.
哎呀，他说那个时候啊，这个只好硬着头皮上去了。
At that time, he could do nothing. He just said.Here I go.
结果到了病床门，一看那个小孩，这个真是一看眼睛一看，这个信心就动摇了。
And when he came over to the bed, the moment he looked at the child,
his face was lost. 那个病人呢，用那个整个纱布这么缠起来，只剩两个眼睛这样子。
Because the patient was wrapped all over with the gauze, with only two eyes left, and with the mouth.
鼻子可以呼吸的。
And the nose to breathe.
哎呀，这个整个包着这么像木乃伊一样的。
He was all wrapped up like mummy.
大家就看着他。
Everybody was looking at him.
那怎么办呢？
How could he do?
他就只好过去伸手按在那个头上的。
The only thing he could do, he went over, lay his hand upon the head of the child.
他就祷告去。
He prayed, asked the Lord to heal him.
祷告完了，站在那里啊。
After he was done, he was standing there.
全场鸦雀无声哦。
The whole room was so quiet.
大家就要看。
Without any voice, everybody was looking.
到底会什么事情发生？
Exactly what's going to happen?
开头啊，真。一点声音也没有，那个小孩躺在那动也不动。
At the very beginning, no voice and no motion and move of the child either.
过了一段时间，忽然之间呢
？After a while, all of a sudden,
大家耳朵听见一个很小的声音。
People heard a very little voice.
这个小孩讲话。
The child spoke.
他说我要喝水。
And he goes, I want to drink water.
哇，他怎么一讲啊，这个弟兄信心就来了。
The moment the child spoke, the brother, the face came back.
他就对旁边的护士讲吧，解开。
And he told the nurses standing by, untie him.
那护士说，哦，这个我不敢解。
And the nurse goes, oh no, I wouldn't dare.
他解开，解开。
And the brother said, just untie him.
那护士就回过头看看医生。
And nurse turned around to look at the doctor, say, asking for permission to do so.
可以解开嘛？
Could she do that?
这个医生也犹豫。
And the doctor was hesitating.
所以我们弟兄说解开解开。
And the brother said, untie him, untie him.
那医生说好吧，解吧。
And the doctor said, okay, do it.
所以就把那个纱布啊，这个整个的解开了。
So they just unfold all the gauze.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
从那天开始，这个孩子得医治。
From that day on, the child was healed.
后来我听说那个小孩也变传道人了。
And I was told later on that this very child became a preacher.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这个对我们今天来讲可能很困难啊。
To us, this seems very difficult.
如果是我，我也没这个胆量。
Even for me, I would not have the audacity to do so.
我不要说去看那个孩子，我想想我就没胆量。
Not to mention to do it, just to think about it, I wouldn't have this.
但是有一些弟兄姊妹，他就是这样子相信神啊。
But some brothers and sisters are so bold; they just believe in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
到底我们所相信的神。
The God that we believe in.
在我们的生命中，生活里面，真不真实呢？
How true is He in our life, in our experience?
他对于我们是真正的 living God 吗？
Is He our truly the living God to us?
所以这个是考验信心的问题。
Now this is a question of the testing of faith.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我刚刚讲了，亚伯拉罕也是经过一个过程。
Now, Abraham also went through a process.
伯大尼的家也需要经过考验。
So is the house in Bethany. It also needs to be tested.
所以今天呢，我们虽然有许多处在信心的生活中，我们有失败。
So today in our life of faith, yes, we do have many failures.
啊，我们真像保罗所讲的一样。
And we're just like what Paul says.
保罗说，我们纵然失信，他仍旧是可信的。
He says that we, although we are faithless, he is faithful.
啊。所以主既然把信心给了我们
Now since the Lord has given us this faith
弟兄姊妹他就希望我们的生活中能够学习运用这个信心
Brothers and sisters He demands that we would also exercise in this faith
所以因此呢基督徒啊属灵生活你们追求亲近主这是很重要的一件事情
So in Christian's life you learn to be drawn close to God to the Lord
熟悉圣经也是非常重要的
Now to know your Bible thoroughly is also important
啊但是呢，还需要紧紧的跟随圣灵。
But one more thing is, we need to follow the Holy Spirit closely.
啊，我们需要运用这个信心。
We need to exercise in this faith.
我们需要多多的能够听见主的声音。
And we need to hear the Lord's voice all the more.
所以在生活中需要常常有安静的时刻来到主的。
So in our life, we do need this moment of quietness beforehand.
弟兄姊妹，当我们的眼注视主的时候
，Brothers and sisters, as our eyes are focused on the Lord,
信心就自然就起来了。
The faith comes up readily.
我们常常有时候在主面前祷告哈。
So many times we pray before the Lord.
大多数基督徒都是这样祷告的。
As I see it, most Christians pray this way.
啊，常常主啊，我信心不足，求你增加信心。
We pray that Lord, I do not have enough faith. Please increase my faith.
主啊，我没有信心。
Oh Lord, I do not have faith.
这个话不对的。
This statement is wrong.
你相信主耶稣了，你怎么没有信心呢
？Once you believe in the Lord, how could you not have faith?
主已经把信心给你了。
The Lord has given you faith.
那我们的难处是不会运用这个信心。
Our problem is we do not know how to operate this faith.
或者有的时候我们就说主啊，我的信心太小，求你给我信心大一点。
Sometimes we say, Lord, my faith is so little. Could you enlarge it?
但是弟兄姊妹，你也晓得嘛。这个信心的大小是根据那个事情的大小。
Brothers and sisters, you know that the size of your faith is based upon the magnitude of the matter.
所以当你一件事情来到的时候
，So when you come across one thing,
这么大
，If the thing is this big,
你眼睛一注视主耶稣
，The moment you fix your eyes upon the Lord Jesus,
信心就来了
，The faith comes.
信心多大就这么大。
How big is your faith? It's just exactly this big. In order to cope with this matter.
今天呢，你碰见的事情这么大。
Today, if you come across the matter, if it was this big,
你只要把眼睛定在主的身上
as long as you focus your eyes upon the
Lord, 信心来了就这么大
Now, when the faith comes, it's in the size
of this life. 所以这个信心的大小
So the size of your faith
是根据那个事情的需要
is in accordance with this needs of the matter.
但基本的原则一样，你要把眼睛定在主的身上
The very same principle is that you have to focus your eyes on the Lord.
所以当我们仰望他的应许的时候呢
So as we look upon his promise
我们不要去看我们有没有信心
Do not look inside yourself
你知道我们的难处就是事情一来了我们就马上到里面去找信心在哪里
Our problem is once the things come across we look inside us to see if we have enough faith
看到最后的结论是没有
At the end your answer would be conclusion would be no you don't have faith
看到结果是哎呀太小了
And the conclusion is that your faith is so little
是不是这样的
Is that so?
弟兄姊妹，你看见你没碰见难处的时候，你还觉得蛮有信心的。
Brother and sister, before you come across any problems, you are full of
faith. 事情一来了，信心就不知道到哪里去了。
Once the problem is encountered,
所以我们就在我们的里面到处去找信心。
And we're looking over inside us for faith.
这不对的。
This is wrong.
弟兄姊妹，事情来到的时候，你要学习把眼睛定睛在主的身上。
Brother and sisters, when the things come across, you have to learn to focus your eyes upon the Lord.
你不需要去管那个事情的大和小。
You don't have to care how big or how small the matter is.
你也不需要去管那个信心要有多大。
Neither do you care how big the faith is.
你需要的信心有多少
？The faith that you do need.
只要你的眼睛定在主的身上，那个信心就是多少。
Will be in accordance with how you focus your eyes upon the Lord.
这是自然产生的。
This comes out so readily.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们要感谢主。
We have to thank the Lord.
比方说今天啊
，For example，
那么我跟周五姊妹站在这里。
I and our sister Zhou are standing here.
啊，我说呢，我看见前面有一个记号。
So I say, I see there is a symbol right before us.
啊，我这个话我没讲，大家就懂了，对不对
？The minute I say this, you all understand it.
我不会对我的姊妹说啊，哎，姊妹啊， 我用我的眼睛看见一个记号。
I will not say to my sister that, sister, I with my eyes saw the symbol.
啊，这个话呢，是这个，不是中国话，
this is
也不是美国话，
Chinese, neither is American.
对不对啊？这个不合逻辑的。
It simply is not logical.
哎，我只要用眼睛一看，我说我眼睛看见一个东西。就对了，对不对？
The moment I look at something, I simply say I saw something.
我不会说我用我的眼睛来看。
I will not say I saw this with my eyes.
正像事情来到的时候啊。
Likewise, when things come across,
你不需要说我用我的信心来相信。
You don't have to say with my faith I believe.
你只要把你信心的眼睛盯在主的身上，你自然就有信心了。
Only focus the eyes of your faith upon the Lord Jesus Christ, then you will have faith.
啊，我不知道我这样讲弟兄姊妹能不能领会啊。
I don't know if I say it this way to you, if you could truly understand.
所以无论事情的大或小，
regardless of the magnitude of the thing,
我们就是把我们的眼睛盯在主自己的身上。
Simply focus our eyes upon the Lord Himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
使徒雅各告诉我们。
Apostle Jacob James tells us, he says,
要在信心上面富足起来才好。
A Christian should be rich in faith.
我们在世的日子应该过着一个信心富足的生活。
As we live in this world, we should live a life full of faith.
所以你知道，主耶稣回到地上要回来的时候，
So when the Lord comes back again,
他心里面好像有点担忧啊。
He seems is worried.
然而人子来的时候，遇得见，世上有信德吗？
He says,When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in the earth?
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做信德呢？
Brothers and sisters, what is faith?
就是准确的运用信心的原则。
Faith is to accurately use the principle of faith.
所以圣经告诉我们，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
The Bible tells us that without faith, man cannot please God.
所以我们要学会在我们属灵的生活里面，
So we have to learn this in our spiritual life.
不断地把我们的注意力摆在主的身上。
Constantly, we will focus our attention upon the Lord Himself.
弟兄姊妹们，虽然这句话是我们常常提起来的话，
Although we often talk about this,
可能你要教导别人也不讲了多少遍。
Maybe even you yourself teach others on this.
但是这个要成为我们在生活中间一个真实的经历。
Well, this has to become the real experience in our life.
啊，所以巴望主回来的时候。
If only when the Lord comes.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹都是成为有信心的人。
Every brother and sister will be the man and woman of faith.
并且我们在信心的生活中间。
And in our life of faith.
是过着一个富足的生活。
We live abundantly.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
This is a tremendously important thing.
这个可以说哈，今天我们在一切所有属灵的事情上面呢。
We could say it this way in all the spiritual matters.
最基础的一个东西。
The very foundation of it.
如果在这个点上。
If on this point.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不能够实际的进入这个情况的话。
If we cannot very practically truly enter into it.
可能很多属灵的东西对我们来讲都变成一种虚幻的道理。
Then many other things, spiritual things, become very empty teachings.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Now your head bowed. Let's have a further word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Oh, dear Lord, we thank you with all the heart.
你拣选我们这些软弱的人。
You've chosen us who are weak.
你为我们流血舍命。
You've given your life to us.
不仅赦免我们一切的罪。
Not only did you forgive all our sins.
并且把你的生命赐给我们。
But you've also given your life to us.
也把你的信心赐给我们。
You've also given us your faith.
主啊，你要叫我们在这个信心中进入生命的丰富。
Our Lord, you want us to enter into this abundance of life in faith.
主啊，我们求你怜悯我们。
Our Lord, have mercy on us.
因为信心的道理似乎我们已经知道许多。
Because we seem to know so much about the teaching of faith.
但是在实际的生活中。
But in our real life,
我们实在承认我们所能进入的非常的有限。
We truly admit that it's so little that we have actually entered into.
我们求你教导我们。
Our Lord, do teach us
如何活在这个信心的里面。
How to live by faith in it.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你永远是为我们信心创始成终的主。
Because forever you are the very God who is the author and finisher of our faith.
主啊，我们相信。经过许多的事物
，Lord, we believe that through all many things,
主啊，你会使我们里面的信心增长。
You will enable our faith to grow.
求你吸引我们的眼目。
Oh Lord, draw our eyes.
让我们真正学会在生活中所遭遇的一切事物和难处的里面。
So that we learn to look upon the Lord Jesus in all our difficulties and afflictions in our lives.
我们求你在这些最基本的事情上重新建立我们。
Oh Lord, do build us upon this very fundamental matter.
使我们根基稳固。
So that our foundation is steadfast.
我们能经得起一切环境的考验。
So we can stand all the trials.
我们把心中的感谢赞美都归给你。
Oh, we simply want to give you all the praises and thanksgiving in our hearts.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.